If you are interested in finding out more hashtag events happening on Snapchat any day of the week, you can visit the SnapDays bot directory. All you have to do is, in a browser, you can type in m.me/snapdays, and that will take you to the Facebook Messenger app. Just tap on the blue bar to open up Messenger, and you'll see either instructions to get started, very simple, takes a few seconds, or if you've already been in contact with the SnapDays bot, you can just go ahead and type in any day of the week that you're interested in to see what's going on that day. You can even try some keywords, and this is a newer feature, but you can type in a keyword like health or fitness and see what pops up that way as well. If you would like to submit a new entry for the SnapDays bot directory, feel free to email me or tweet me or to call in here on Anchor. If you want to email me at snapdays@theworldharmonyproject.com. Yes, that's a long email address. You can also tweet me at snapdays_bot. Where else can you reach me? Well, here on Anchor, if you call in, you can even announce your hashtag event if you would like. Otherwise, just let me know that I can add it, and I'll be happy to do so. Hey, I love call-ins, and Kiana has called in, and she's referring to a previous SnapDays radio episode where I talked about the changes to Snapchat, and so she's weighing in. Thanks, Kiana.
Hey, Allison. How's it going? I'm at work right now, but I was listening to your podcast here about Snapchat and updates, and let me just say that I am so happy. Let me tell you. I had been battling between Snapchat and Instagram for a while now, and I'm currently working on a blog post titled, Is It Possible for Me to Cheat on My Snapchat with Instagram? And I am so happy that Snapchat, you know, finally rolled out the new text features and the Giphies, because some of the reasons I've been spending a little more time on Instagram and doing my Instagram story is because of the text features that they've rolled out. And the Giphies. I love those things. Absolutely love those. I use them every day in my story and in my Instagram post. And it is super awesome that Snapchat kind of jumped on the...
Barbara KB called in also in regard to the previous show about Snapchat's updates. Seems like people really like the Giphy or Jiffy stickers. I do too. They work really, really well in Snapchat. So here's Barbara.
Allison, Barbara KB here. Thanks for what you do here. Really appreciate it. And I need to go spend some time with the Jiffy Giphy. Oh boy, that discussion. Jiffy area, Giphy area at Snapchat. I have not done that much. And you've just inspired me to go over and do that. I don't do a whole lot in the stories area anymore. I mostly do messaging stuff. Have a few group things that I do. I don't really share too many stories, but you sort of inspired me that maybe the Giphy Jiffy thing I could do. Anyway, in regards to Anchor, where I'm going, for social audio, Anchor's it for me. And you're right, it's because I love so many people here that are still active. Granted, there's some issues. I'm a little concerned about the social changes here, and I'll just connect with people elsewhere if I need to. But I love audio here.
Tom Araneta hosts an event on Anchor called Sing Song Saturday. So you can see not all the fun is on Snapchat. There's a lot of fun to be had on Anchor as well. And I asked Tom how Sing Song Saturday works. And here's Tom.
Hey, Allison. Thanks for the question. It's this simple. Hashtag is Sing Song Saturday. You sing on Saturday and you post it. It started on Twitter, and about a year ago, 13 months ago, we started doing it on Anchor. And the thing is, I was curating it because I could echo other people's songs. So people would play, songs, and I would just put them all on one my channel, and you didn't have to search. You could just come to my channel, listen to everyone singing. So people would call in, or I would echo. In the new version of Anchor, we can't have echoes yet, so I think probably this Saturday I will try starting up Sing Song Saturday on the current version of Anchor, and everyone will just have to call in and sing something. It doesn't have to be polished, doesn't have to be good, doesn't have to be in tune. Just sing.
Well, here's some fun news. You know how when you go to chat with a friend of yours in Snapchat and you use the camera lens and you can choose a Bitmoji sticker that has you both in it? Well, apparently Snap is going to introduce the same functionality for the animated Bitmoji, and so your two animated Bitmoji can interact. I'm sure it'll be the same old scripted kind of stuff, but it's still kind of fun. And the way that you would do it, it looks like you would, you know, go to your friend's Snap as if you're trying to contact them, but instead of texting as you would create a Snap. So just click on that round circle that you would use to access the camera, and then hold your finger down on the camera screen to bring up all those lenses. And apparently one of them will be one for bringing up your friend's Bitmoji and yours. So this is something new that has not rolled out to everyone. Maybe if you've got Android, you'll see it in your beta. Who knows? If you've got it, let me know. And you should test it out with people and then show it on Snapchat and tell us about it, because I want to see how it is. So kudos. I have to give kudos to Snap for introducing all these new fun little things, especially for all the new people that are joining. I mean, Snap was always fun, but it's gotten a lot more fun over the past couple of weeks. Remember that redesign that made everybody complain and so many people leave the app, and then Kylie Jenner's tweet that caused the stocks to fall in price and people to predict dire things about Snapchat? Well, guess what? There's nothing to worry about, nothing to fear, and I'm sure Evan Spiegel knew that all along. The rest of us have to quit being battered back and forth by media reports. Apparently, according to analytics, Snapchat has seen a 55% week-over-week increase in first-time U.S. app installs, and that is since the redesign rolled out. So more people are downloading it and using it for the first time. So a bunch of brand new users. Not only that, but Kylie Jenner's tweet, so many people were interested in Snap after that, that Snapchat reached number one in the App Store again. So, I mean, these dire predictions of Snapchat's demise are just a bunch of hooey. Okay, so just wanted you to know Snap is doing very well. Invite your friends and have some fun. Have you ever heard somebody say that they would like to have surgery so they could look as good as they think they look in a Snapchat filter? Well, I'm happy to say that I have never met anyone who wants to look like their filter, but apparently there's a lot of people who do, especially girls and young women who are obsessed with filters and want to have the same shaped face or same smooth skin from the Buddha filter. They just want to look what they think of as perfect all the time. You know, to me, that's kind of sad. But I've heard this concern before, not the plastic surgery part, but the idea that people are getting a warped sense of what they look like and a warped sense of what they should look like because of filters. What do you all think? Do you think that filters are a bad thing? Do you think that they're giving us negative ideas about the way our bodies look and the way our skin appears, what our facial features should look like? It worries me. I would not want someone to go and get plastic surgery to match what they look like in a filter. And then, you know, maybe some new filter will be the obsession the following year, and they'll like that so much, and they're going to want to have surgery to match that. I mean, we're never going to look good enough if we take that route. The idea is that we should be happy and satisfied with the looks that we have. I mean, our bodies are just a vehicle to carry what we have inside. Our souls, our personality, our character is much more important than our outside appearance. And I know that's easy to say. I know that's easy to say, but filters should be more like a game or a toy. It's not something that you should take seriously. And you know what? I think most people know that. Oh no, I said seriously, not Siri. My goodness. So I just think most people, when they see a picture on Snapchat, they can kind of tell if you're using a filter. So it's not like we're fooling people to thinking that we look a certain way, but we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves to use a filter and then not want to present ourselves in real life because we don't match the filter. So maybe we need to start backing away from the filters and introducing our real looks a little more often. Use those filters for fun. Please do not consider having surgery to meet somebody else's view of what is beautiful. Well, that's a wrap. If you guys have any comments you'd like to leave, just call in, or you can leave me a tweet at snapdays_bot on Twitter. I'll be back tomorrow with Friday's Snap Days Radio Show.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.